This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a lucky day. It's a Monday. Everybody knows the luckiest day of the week is a Monday.
Oh, happy day.
Well, it looks like you survived your vaccine, huh?
I did. I was so tired, though. Saturday was the day for me. Like, I was just so zonked.
Oh.
But I, you know, I...
But no pain, no issues.
Zero.
No,
I
we're going to have to
fatigue.
Hit the ER, everybody.
No, on Saturday, I get up, and I had the best laid plans, and I walked over to the garden center, and I swear to God, I got there, and it was like this giant weight just fell on top of me. I'm like, I can't do anything. Because I looked at this bag of dirt, and I was like, no, I can't pick that up. I just can't do it. I can't.
Were you alone?
Yeah, and then I walked home. Well, usually I go to the garden center. And then I pile everything that I need for my garden after I've bought it just right outside the door. And then I sit on top of it. And then I call John. Go, can you come pick me up at the garden center? It's walking distance from my house. So I...
No, I got
it. And then he doesn't have to come and go through all the stuff with it. I did then later on Saturday drag him to Cottage Gardens up in Petaluma. Petaluma!
Luma!
Luma!
I saw your post. You know, me and the rest of the Bay Area went, oh, so she bought a house in Petaluma. Okay.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
That's I love Petaluma.
Duh.
Or Cloverdale. One of those.
Oh, come on. Don't do that again.
Yeah, stop goofing on Cloverdale.
I'm not goofing on
So
them.
Petaluma's it, huh?
We went to a garden center there. I've heard so much about this Cottage Gardens in Petaluma, and
They've got better plants.
It's just so charming. You drive up, and it's on multi levels, and you wander through, and there's so much garden art. And I dragged my son and my husband with me, and they loved it too.
Lucky.
They loved it. I let them pick a couple.
One of your boys went.
Yeah, Berkeley was like, "Yeah, I'll go." It's like, let's get out of the house, you know? The other one was like, I have plans. I'm like, really? Plans? Okay.
What were they?
Whatever they were.
Oh, you didn't ask. Okay.
I got plans today. I'm like, here at the house? Okay. All right. So fine.
I'm actually teaching my daughter not to torture people with questions like that. When they say no, they mean no. So just don't.
No, I get it. I can understand why he didn't want to go to the garden center, but the other two, I totally tricked him into it. I'm like, we'll stop somewhere, we'll get lunch. It'll be great.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it was excellent.
It was a gardening weekend then.
It would have been if I'd had any energy. We picked up a couple plants. I just was like psyched to walk around. I didn't make them get any dirt or anything. I have a bunch of stuff. I need dirt. I just need dirt.
The compost isn't working out.
The compost will work out. It you don't put leaves in there and then overnight they're dirt, unfortunately. Because I have been like looking at it every day, like, when are you going to be dirt? When will you be dirt?
It's like watching paint dry.
It is like watching paint dry, except it takes way, way longer.
That's too
bad.
Yeah,
but you're checking in every day. Like, you just leave it there.
Right.
Leave it there.
Just leave it. Just keep piling stuff on it, leave it there, and then next year you'll have a whole bunch of fresh dirt.
All right.
But this year I got to buy some dirt, Vin. Anyway, it was that's it. I had fatigue on Saturday night when we got home from the cottage garden and everyone was all cleaned up and we ate some dinner and then I turned on The Greatest Showman and sat down like, I'm not arguing with anyone. I'm just going to sit down. I'm going to press play on this.
And
you can watch
it
or not. And And yeah, all of them wound up sitting down and watching it with me.
Okay, so she likes it because everybody sat down with her.
Yeah.
No, I liked it because I liked the singing and the songs. I liked it. It's good. I love the songs. I feel like I'd already heard all the songs. There's really only a few songs. Like
yeah, you probably have.
Yeah, so I feel like I'd heard all the songs and I liked the story and I didn't even know Michelle Williams was in it. That was a surprise.
Oh, I always forget about her.
Yeah.
Well, she's the wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charity. Is that her name? Charity. Anyway, it's very charming. I liked it. I was like, look, there's Zac Efron doing something.
With his old mm-hmm. face. Have you seen his new face?
His new face seems a lot like his old face.
It's just bulkier.
It is a little filled
in.
What are you guys talking about? Yeah.
Oh.
He got a new face.
Like surgery?
Yeah.
Like, or just like injections.
He was on that Earth Day special with Bill Nye and Justin Bieber.
And everyone's going wild. No one cares about the Earth. They just care about whether or not his face has been plumped up.
Yeah.
How are you that good looking and you're already getting stuff done? You're a boy on
He's
top
young.
Of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's pressure. Hollywood pressure.
Oh, well, here's a picture.
You get the side by side.
He's really good looking, though. There shouldn't be anything.
Yeah.
What?
He looks plasticky.
He looks fine. He's
a little plasticky.
He had makeup on and lighting.
I'll tell you something.
He's bulked up, though.
young people, when you get older, the first thing that you noticed as you look at older pictures versus younger pictures is your head got bigger. There is a weird, like, filling out of your face. It's partly fat just from, you know, growing with age, but there's I don't know that's that. I can't tell from that picture, and certainly there are bigger experts than me on Zac Efron, I'm sure.
You know, honestly, I think that his eyes look a little
smaller.
Different.
They look smaller.
They look like he got the top part taken out, you know, like like his eyebrows are higher.
No, it's like the chin. It's the jawline.
Yeah, he looks plumped. He does look. I don't know. Maybe I just haven't. I mean, I haven't spent that much time looking at him, so he looks the same to me.
Yeah, he very well could be just growing up. You guys. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. 19, that looks a little poked.
You have a teeny little face.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. Look how skinny he is there. He's very bulky right now too. He's all worked out. And he's so maybe he was also like clenching his jaw a lot, you know, just to like work the muscles in his face.
I don't know.
It's I mean, that's, you know, that was the big takeaway from the Earth Day thing was, oh my God, what has Zac Efron done? But he's good in that too. Zendaya is amazing.
I like her. Mm-hmm.
She's really good. It's good. It's a spectacle. It's exactly what I was hoping it would be. And I didn't say anyone had to watch it with me, but I put it on as we were finishing up cleaning up the kitchen, and I just sat down and everybody sat down and watched it. Some people did leave midway through
because it's not very good.
No, that's pretty good.
I don't like
my
that
youngest
movie.
Goes all right, I'm gonna.
What about that one song that Vinny was talking about where the opera singer
oh, it's beautiful.
Never, oh, you like it?
Never.
You don't think it's overly dramatic?
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
Oh, sure, it's very, very dramatic. I love that one. I thought she was, and you guys had told me that she's not really singing it. Of course, I'm sure half of them aren't really singing, but it's pretty good. I liked it.
All right.
So that was...
you know what I watched over the weekend, which is probably many of you saw it, and I didn't see it the first when it was out, so it was all brand new to me. A movie called The Goonies. Have you seen this?
Oh my God, I grew up on that movie.
You grew up on that movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so I like... When I lived in Oregon, that movie was filmed there. And so all you hear from people when they're, you know, showing state pride is that Animal House and Goonies were filmed here.
Oh.
Just so you know. And I never saw The Goonies, so I don't know what you're talking about. And I mix up Goonies and Gremlins for whatever reason. But it turns out Goonies are humans.
Yeah.
They're kids.
With Chunk. I like Chunk.
Chunk, you know, the thing is, so this movie, have you seen it, Sarah?
I don't think I have seen
it.
I mix it up with Gremlins too. And I think we had this conversation last week. Like tell me everything.
So
should I watch it?
Well, no. I mean, there's tons of new stuff you can watch. I wanted to see it. I was actually mostly curious if I could show it to the kids, and then I just thought I'll just watch it to see it because I'd heard about it a dozen times. So it's fun. It's a Spielberg movie, mm-hmm. and it is filmed in Oregon. There's tons of stuff. I was thinking about how to say this because it does sound overly sensitive, and I'm not. And yet, because I'm in the media, I'm very aware of the things
impact that your words have.
That are out there that we see, and there's tons of stuff that just isn't done now.
Yeah, it's not correct.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, there's tons of stuff in it.
Are you talking about that one guy that screams, "Hey, you guys"?
Yeah, that guy mm-hmm. that's locked up in front of the TV.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with the guy. I don't know, you know, any term you use is going to be considered not politically correct, but he's like a mongoloid or something. His head's misshapen, and yet he's built like a WWF wrestler. So I don't know what that's supposed to be. But then there's a ton of fat jokes against Chunk, the poor guy.
He does like, what is it, the shuffle? He does like a dance move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then then he can smell ice cream through a freezer, which is
that's a solid talent.
We're goofing on the fat guy again. All right. So there's a ton of that. But you know what? The thing that surprised me most, and look, again, most of that is just because I'm in media, I realize I have to be sensitive to this stuff, so I'm careful. It's just an old movie. It just is the way things were then. One of the other things, they kept showing shots up that cheerleader's skirt the whole movie. I'm like, she's supposed to be in high school.
And that statue that they break, and they break like the private area.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But there's that too. Geez. Anyway, there's a bunch of questionable stuff
to be a kid's
in it.
Movie.
But the thing that surprised me most is at the end, as the credits are running, that's Josh Brolin. One of the boys is Josh Brolin.
Yeah. I went, funny. Oh. Is he a little kid in it?
He's a little kid, but you don't even... He plays the oldest brother, but he's... Yeah, I don't know. He's just a boy and unrecognizable, but clearly he started his career way younger than I knew. You know, and I know his dad has...
1985.
Wow.
There you go. Oh, in 85. So I was in high school and partying and doing stuff.
Yeah.
Corey Feldman's in it too.
Who?
Corey Feldman.
Oh, yeah. And also the guy, Sean Astin.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, there's a bunch of stars in that. Yeah. Oh, and then there's some Asian stuff because the boy from Indiana Jones is in it. I don't.
Oh, his assistant guy.
What is his name? Short Round in the movie? Anyway. Ultimately, though, I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, it's
so
full
you're saying
throwback.
It's a cute movie, but it's.
Well,
by today's standards,
it would have
made some
changes.
Right.
I don't doubt Spielberg cringes at some of that when he realizes, like, oh, you
should not have done that.
Well, it's through today's lens, it's very different. That's all.
It is. Well, and I don't know. Some people would argue that's not a good thing, but, less you can hurt people, the better, I think.
Yeah. Look, I think most people who aren't, you know, don't make a living in media would just watch it and they wouldn't be like, oh, yikes. You know,
I don't know. Everyone's looking for a reason to be outraged these days, Vinny. It seems like people outside of media are the ones quickest to call people.
Well, I'm
out.
Happy to have handed that to you then. Go get the Goonies.
Go get the Goonies and protest away. There's your Monday assignment.
Yikes. Yeah. So anyway, that was kind of a fun throwback. I actually finished it feeling kind of nostalgic and good. I thought I enjoyed it. So
Bryn celebrated a gigantic birthday over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. His name is Short Round, and he plays Data in Goonies, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
Data.
My son turned 21.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I saw
it's just crazy.
Like, that looks like a fun party.
Yeah, that looked like a fun, just a whole weekend.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
he had
weekend.
The full-on.
Action-packed.
Kid turns 20. You know what's funny? We've been doing this show longer than Derek's been alive.
Yeah.
It's just.
That's funny.
It's heartbreaking, even.
I'm laughing my ass off.
Hilarious.
Right.
So Bryn was like 12 or 13 when we started this show.
Right.
You were born in 85?
83.
Okay, so you were 14 when we started this show. You're still 2 years.
All right, so we're going to start Monday like this.
And I was three.
I was a freshman in high school.
It's just, you know.
I got to go get my cane. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, you use a cane already?
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold off on that. Keep my balance.
It's for a fashion.
I was whining about my eyes this morning, though. I'm like, I just, boy.
I can't see anything.
Can't see.
So, okay. So what did you guys do? You just we partied at home?
You know, my sisters are, yeah, it was a.
It looks like first, they went to Vegas.
It looked like he went to Vegas. It was Vegas.
Actual birthday was on Saturday, so we partied over here, and it was just like the immediate family.
You got a sister, though, who goes crazy for parties.
Yeah, so Sunday, they're like, everybody get dressed. And I'm like, I just can't wear these shorts, man. I'm just going to Dong's house. You know?
You got to get all, it was a dressy thing.
Mm-hmm, so everybody got dressed up. It's weird wearing a suit during this time. But it was the first party since, I don't know, a long time, at least a year, that all of us were unmasked. That was really awesome. Like, we just had a blast and hung out. But yeah, my sisters go all out. It was, and all those drinks, it's because of them. The sisters are like, oh, it's 21. And it's, I think it's more of a visual thing.
So did Derek just get completely?
No. Took like.
Did dad, though?
Like he had like two drinks. He's fine.
Oh.
Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah. Hmm.
Wow.
Well, yeah. The rest of the family needed a drink.
Well, all the adults got pretty wasted.
Derek, drive me home.
That's right.
It looks so fun, though. I mean, it is true. Like, getting dressed up is just a thing of the past. Like, I don't even know. I'm sure everything in my closet is probably just covered in dust. Like, I haven't looked at that side. I'm a drawers person now. Everything I wear comes out of a drawer.
Oh.
And it's the stuff that's on the top. So it gets washed every week, put back in on the top, and those are the things I wear. I mean, that is it. So pull it out of suit.
I think everybody relates to that. I'm living that life, too.
Yeah. The suit must have been just crazy to put. Did it fit? Okay. I mean.
Well, you know what's funny? I went to Vietnam, and I thank God for this. It's an amazing invention. They have these little buttons on the side. So when you do get fat, you unbutton them.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's adjustable.
It's an adjustable waistband. Uh-huh.
Wait, so you're saying you bought the suit in Vietnam?
Uh-huh, a while ago,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fantastic.
But, you know,
I'm like, what does going to Vietnam have to do with this?
I need to get a suit from Vietnam.
I was a little thinner when I got it, knowing that I'd probably get a little thicker because I do fluctuate a bunch. And, yeah, it was one of those times where I let loose in all the seams and like, oh, God, let that one go. Oh, no.
Both sides, huh? You got to let the whole thing go.
Yeah, maxed out. I was maxed out.
Well, time to go to Vietnam, get a new suit.
Nah, I'm 200 pounds, man. I'm trying to get down. Just fucking once I can get down like
you're
20 pounds.
You're two bills?
Mm-hmm. Straight up, 200.
He weighs more. He's a small guy, but he's dense or something. Because even when he was skinny, he was weighing like 190.
He's a muscular guy, but 200 pounds is a lot.
190 is normal. Like, you know, you'd guess he weighed 150 pounds, and he's just.
No, but I'd guess 180.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been 180?
I was in the studio with you guys. That was my normal weight. Like, and then. Kind of went down to 175-ish, and then what's the...
I don't know. You kept telling me you were 190. I couldn't believe it. You got
that's right. Towards the end, we started weighing ourselves in the studio, and I was 190 at that time. Yeah, now I'm 200.
Of course, you had all your clothes on. I mean, those were probably 10 pounds, right?
Right. You know,
that's what I keep telling myself. Oh, I got 10 pounds of clothes on. I mean...
When you weigh yourself at home, you could take those off to weigh yourself.
Yeah, no, I usually just have a t-shirt and underwear on, and I figure those are probably at least 6 pounds, right?
T-shirts
are very heavy.
Yeah.
So you. Yeah,
I don't understand why I can't lose this, shed these pounds. It's
so like everyone.
I'm biking, I'm doing all the stuff.
You're getting older. Eating. Things stick to you.
Oh, don't say that.
They just do, Bryn. It just happens, you know?
But you aren't working out as hard
not every day.
As you could.
Yeah.
Would.
Sure.
I know
you
weren't
doing daddy daycare.
I rode Peloton again this weekend, though, and got. And I rode the Alps. Mm-hmm. And that you're in the Alps. It's really neat. It's a trip. The whole road is moving, and you're just.
Does it let you coast when you go down?
No, there is no going down. I just climbed for 30 minutes, so I had sweat from everywhere.
Nice.
Like I can't. It's coming through the pores of my legs. Like everything was wet. It was killer.
There isn't any leaning. On those bikes, are there?
Like, no.
As far as turning and leaning?
No, I think they've been very careful not to give people any kind of motion trips. Mm-hmm. And you might not be able to do, I bet you the misses can't do the even what I'm doing, which is on the road. The road moves a little bit, but if you hit a turn, it goes around the turn, but your bike is not You're just pedaling.
There's no adjustment with that.
Yeah, you're just going.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's, yeah, I did one workout, which isn't the way you stay in shape.
Yeah, I don't know. You sweated.
It's better than nothing.
You know, your heart was beating out of your chest. That's
so
all
much
you
better than nothing.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Let's get this week started.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.